now stick with us
live and local
on the home of local news.
News Talk 1480 WHBC.
This is Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
Well, it is the first day of October. It's kind of chilly out there, and that is certainly football weather. So let's get a preview of what's happening in high school football this week with our play-by-play guy, Mr. Dan Belford. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. I think everything's happening this week. We've got some wonderful games going on around Stark County, and of course, we've got it covered on stream and radio and TV. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Here we go, because the closer we get to the end of the season, you know, the end of the regular season, these games start to get more and more important, obviously. And so we're in week 7, and our Sarshone Ford radio game of the week, Jackson at Glen Oak. Tell me about it.
Well, I think everyone's looking at, wow, Jackson's 6-0. They could go 7-0, and I think the odds are in their favor there. But a great interview with Kenny and JT this week with Coach Garcia, and his kids lost a tough one to Green. He said it's the first time he really saw anger from them this year, where they're in the locker room realizing they played four quarters strong enough to come away with a win. Instead, they came away with a loss, and hard to believe, but they have lost 21 consecutive Federal League games over Jackson. And how the table would turn if they could play what would have to be, on both sides of the ball, their best game of the season. Because the Polar Bears are doing it with offense, with Geisinger and kids like Adam Brendan Craig and Kistler. And their defense is just as solid as their offense. So it's going to probably be, despite all the challenges Glen Oak has had this year, it is going to be the challenge they've had thus far in the season.
Yeah, man. In the Federal League, we keep talking about it every single week, it seems like. But so many good teams in the Federal League. And our All Care TV game of the week is Lake at McKinley.
Yeah, both teams coming off a loss. Lake, a close loss. McKinley just getting smacked by North Canton. So two things have to happen here. Lake obviously had a good offensive game. They need to address things, Dan DeGeorge and his kids, on defense against a McKinley team that has been down at times and fought through that adversity and come back. And Antonio on his side, he's got both sides of the ball to look at, because when we broadcast that game last week, there really wasn't a lot of moments in that game where we thought McKinley was going to stage some sort of comeback. They were inconsistent in the run. They were inconsistent in the throw. If they're going to be stronger down the stretch and really finish this out in the final furlong, the passing game, I feel, really has to step up for them. We'll see how they can do that against Lake, because Lake defends very well in the back. They're very aggressive up front to make things tough on your quarterback. This is really going to be an interesting Federal League matchup tonight.
All right, and here we go again, talking about North Canton and the Federal League. And Perry is visiting Hoover tonight, and that is our stream game of the week. So that should be a good one, too.
It's always been a great rivalry game between these two teams. I'd like to find the person early in the preseason that said, hey, one of your undefeated teams in the league will be North Canton this year. Well, here they are 2-0, and they're one of two teams undefeated in the Fed, and the other one being Jackson. I'd like to find the other person who said Perry will be winless in the Federal League coming into Week 7, because they are 0-2 in the Fed thus far. Both teams are going to run the football. We saw a little glimmer of passing with Hoover against McKinley. Perry actually, in a one-sided loss against Jackson, threw a couple of touchdown throws. They're starting to get a little more comfortable, but both teams have backs who can run it. DeAndre Church for Perry. The Roach kid for Hoover is another great kid. Both these kids are approaching 800 yards on the season, and they weren't really on the radar as marquee backs coming into the Fed this year or overall in the county, and they're emerging and showing what kind of talent they have. It's going to be a clock game, a move-the-chains game, and an opportunistic game for both teams. We'll see who comes out on top.
I also wanted to mention, because we haven't mentioned this yet since I've been talking to you, but for you and for Denny Kincaid and Mark Miller, you guys all, and Kenny Rota, you guys all write articles each and every week that we post on WHBCSports.com. So if folks want to go and take a look at those on the news page there, they should do that, because you guys do a really good job with that.
Oh, thanks. This is Pulitzer Prize stuff, folks.
Uh-huh.
This really is.
Yeah,
or Birdcage, one of the two. I don't know which one you use it for. So
they have called me about the prize. It's big. it's a funny shaped thing, but I don't know.
I agree.
Well, take a lot of coffee. It's going to be a chilly one tonight, Dan.
Hey, fall football. I was just telling JD, I said, why go to Cedar Point? I mean, we have fall weather tonight, summer weather tomorrow, fall weather on Sunday. We ride the Mother Nature roller coaster all over this time of year.
Amen. I love it. Well, I can't wait to hear you on the radio tonight, sir. Take care.
Yeah, we'll see you all there. Take care. Bye-bye.
Football and cash. Kickoff cash starts October 4th on 1480 WHBC.
Kickoff cash starts October 4th. $1,000 a day. A total payout of 20 grand.
Kickoff cash starts October 4th.